Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? Sorry it's late in the day. At least over here it is. This morning I had to go to the DMV. That's not a joke. I really had to go. It wasn't a setup for a punchline. My license was about to expire, and thankfully, it's not like it used to be over there at the DMV. It used to be like a crazy game of bingo, but with a bunch of pissed off people. Now it's way better. Some of the people over there are actually nice, so it ain't too bad. Hold on, let me move this mic. There we go. Hello. There we go. So, my birthday weekend just passed. I'm 31 years old. Yay. Nah. It was nice, though. Spent some time with some friends here and there. Quiet. Kept it real quiet this weekend. I'm gearing up for my second act. My whole first act, I didn't really accomplish anything. As in, like, I don't have a full-time career. I mean, I do, actually. What am I talking about? But, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not where I am in life where I want to be. Am I saying that right? It's all right. I just sniffled so bad. I'm sorry. I didn't accomplish anything. So, I mean, I know who I am, but, it's because of my personality. Like, my personality is not going to change in my life, but this second half, I'm staying true to my word with finishing shit and continuing everything, including this podcast. I don't see an end in sight for a long time, to be honest. I surround myself with good people, and throughout the years, you just have to let those... The people who hold you back in life, you got to let them go. The ones who are stepping on your coattails, you got to let them go. The ones who are hanging onto your ankle when you're on the ladder, you got to shake them off. Because you're not going to get anything you want to get done in life when you're trying to look out for someone else aside from your own, either yourself or, people closest to you. But always, in the end, you have to listen. You have to only worry about yourself. So that's number one. I feel like the school system is flawed. And let me backtrack and explain what I mean by that. I would have did this earlier too, but I wound up crashing. I came back home after that. I wound up laying down for a little while. I took like a 3-hour nap. I wasn't feeling so well this morning. So I was like, you know what? I was like, instead of trying to push through and do the podcast, I was like, let me get a little sleep in. I'll be a little feeling better now. So thankfully I'm better now. But okay, back to it. I feel like math is the only subject that actually matters in school. Like, that pertains to life. Everything else is either secondary or what you're actually trying to be. So I feel like the school system is all fucked up. Every kid should be like evaluated from the start and throughout, like every month the kids should be given some type of paper or whatever it is to evaluate them and try to get them on their right path. Of course, write-in classes are important as well. Like history, I mean, of course history is important, but it should be learned or taught over time. For instance, if a kid wants to be like a scientist, then obviously he should be in a science class. But if a child should, I feel like the child should be evaluated every month or so to see if that's what he wants or she wants to be in life. Then in college, all right, all through middle school and all that stuff, definitely figure out what they want to do. I feel like my friend, she said it the best. It's like you should let the kids want to learn instead of being taught. You know what I mean? Like, kids are always trying to be taught when they should want to learn. They should want to go to school. Then in college, you could pursue anything you want. You know, if you don't think that, you know, science is your thing, then move on to something else. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what the subject is. But for instance, if we fix the school systems now, going into college, it would be a breeze because you would know exactly what you're trying to do. So that's my whole point. My whole point is that I feel like the school system, and this is nothing against teachers, because teachers, they can't slow down for the slower kids and they can't speed up for the faster kids. So it's like a stalemate. So this is nothing against any teachers. They're just following the curriculum. Curriculum. Am I saying that right? Curriculum. There you go. Now I said it right. Curriculum. Oh, boy. Curriculum. There we go. Okay. Come to think of, all right. You know what? Last week I said I was going to say the hyperventilating. I cannot speak. The hyperventilating story. Okay. So I was in, I don't know. It probably wasn't fifth grade. It had to be third or fourth. I'm not really sure. It could have been fifth grade. So what are you, like 7, 8 years old or ish, you know, around that time, right? I don't know. I can't. I'm not doing math right now, even though that's the most important. I think to get through life, you need math. But that was my whole big point about that anyway. Okay, so my Uncle Eddie and my Aunt Amory, right? This is how it goes down. So back then, I think you had to go into school probably around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock maybe. Now kids are going into school at like 6:15, but they have iPads, so I guess it kind of balances out, right? Anyway, so I hated school. Never liked school at all. So try to wrap your head around this. My grandma's old house, and I used to sleep over all the time because my school was directly across the street. PS39 was directly across the street from my grandmother's house. So wake up in the morning. Now, I had asthma when I was growing up. It was bad to the point where I was in the hospital a lot, like often. But there was also a lot of times where I was bullshitting. And this was one of the times where I was bullshitting. You know, I was using the asthma excuse to not go into school because I fucking hated school. So I remember waking up. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm going to school today. So I'm going to do my normal blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, I don't feel good and this and that, right? And then, like, lay back down. But nah. My Uncle Eddie was like, you're going to school. My Aunt Amy was like, you're doing this. You're getting up. You're getting dressed. You're going to school. I'm like, oh, my God. How am I? So in my mind, I'm a little kid. So I'm thinking, like, I need to go big or go home. You know what I mean? So I start, like, freaking out. I go underneath my grandmother's dining room table. I'm telling them I'm having an asthma attack. I didn't want to go to the hospital, of course, because I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get in trouble because they're going to know I'm not having an actual asthma attack. So I'm hiding underneath my grandma's table. I'm panicking, freaking out, trying to pretend that I'm having an asthma attack. Also, I'm like literally fake hyperventilating. I'm breathing heavy. I'm telling my uncle, no, I can't go. I can't go to school. My asthma is too bad. I just need to lay down. But of course, what the hell's laying down ever going to do for you? You know, but in my little 8-year-old brain or whatever it was, I'm thinking this is going to work. So my uncle, he hands me this paper bag and he's like, you got to breathe into it. You're hyperventilating. He knew I was bullshitting. He just wanted me to, he wanted me to, you know, to admit to it. And then there was no way that was going to happen. So I'm sitting there underneath the table, breathing into this bag. Wow. My uncle is guiding me through how to do it, you know, how to breathe into the bag and stuff like that. And if anything, it's making it worse because I'm going along with all this. And nightmare. nightmare. So to end that story, basically, I wound up killing enough time that they let me stay home, and I caused such like a ruckus in the house that they were like, you know what, they must have just said like let's just let this kid. I'm a grown man now, so I probably, you know what though, I probably just finally came clean about it probably like a couple of years ago that I was bullshitting. Even though of course my Uncle Eddie's not stupid, so he knows. He knew I was fucking around. I just couldn't. I couldn't admit to it. You know, when you got a whole, when you got a lie, you have to hold on to your lies, right? Shit. Don't look at me like that. I know you all feel the same. Another school story, include my Uncle Eddie. Hold on, excuse me. My God. Okay. Another school story, yet again, and this is the reason why I feel that schools need to be changed. Because it is flawed. Because a guy like me hated it. Hated going to school. So now this is me in IS2, Egbert, at now at this point, right? I am, you know what? You know what age you're in middle school. I'm not going to sit here and try to, I'm also not going to look like an idiot. So I'm going to try to, you just figure out how old I was. I was pretty young. All right, so. I was in IS2, so that's Egbert. That's on Staten Island, New York. And I was already at school, okay? So, but I wanted to leave so bad I hated it. It was kind of early-ish too. I got there like not too long ago. Okay, so I go to the nurse's office, tell him I'm having an asthma attack. This time I think it was serious, but it was real. I was really having an asthma attack, but it wasn't anything to the point where, like, I had to, like, go. If I used an inhaler, I would have been fine. But I wanted to go home because I hated it. Okay, so anyway, I go to the nurse's office. They wound up calling they called my uncle. I'm not really sure how that worked back then. Back then, they would just give you, you know, they would pretty much just give you to anybody, whoever came and got you. So I don't know if they really cared too seriously about who was picking you up. No, but of course it was my Uncle Eddie. He came, so he's thinking in his mind, oh my God, my nephew is having an asthma attack. I have to get to school. I mean, I have to get to the school to pick this kid up. So he's rushing there the entire time. I'm just sitting in the nurse's office, like friggin' have a lollipop or some shit. And, I'm fine. He rushed all the way here. He comes into school. He gets me. He's like dragging me along. He's like, come on. Like, it's, you know, he's like, how you feeling? You're right. You're right. I'm like, no, I'm okay. He's like, what? He's like, you know, this is when he realized that I was bullshitting him. He's like, you know, I got a ticket on my way here because he was speeding the entire time to get to me, to rescue me from my asthma attack. And the entire time I was bullshitting, and he actually wound up getting like $100-something ticket for speeding because of my bullshit. Oh my God! So that was another one where I recently told him that I was bullshitting, but even though he knew then, but it was still I really was having an asthma attack then. I don't know. I'm still defending myself. I'm still fucking defending myself. Okay. All right. But yeah, the whole school thing, it's gotta change. I don't know. They gotta figure out some type of, it's flawed. It really is. There's a huge flaw in the school systems, the way it works. They have to figure out a new plan, a new system, and, kids will actually want to go to school by then. All right. Anyway, moving on. I was watching, what's it called? Holy shit. I was watching a show I recorded. I forget what was it. I think it was. It was. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right? And there was a commercial break. Now, it was fast. Yeah, it was. Usually I skim right past commercials and shit. But I was probably on my phone or something like that that distracted me. Oh, no. Hold on one second. Oh, it's still recording. I keep on doing that. I don't touch the mouse, so the damn thing doesn't, it goes to the screen, the blank screen. That scared the hell out of me. I thought it stopped recording. Okay, anyway. All right, so I was watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like I said, normally I would just immediately skim through the commercials. But like I said, I was probably on my phone or something like that, so it distracted me, my phone. I'm sure you all seen these antidepressant commercials. Oh, my God. And all the side effects that it comes with, like the new medications. They're seriously the most outrageous shit I've ever heard in my life. They always start off really sad, right? Like the actual commercial. You know, like some woman walks into, like, a meeting, and she's really sad. As everybody else is, like, kind of, like, drifting away and doing their thing. You know, time starts speeding up, but she's still sitting there, or he, whatever, you know, whatever it is. And then it's like, you know, the voiceover is like, do you feel down, alone, tired, and just completely drained out of your day? Like, it's like, well, with Fluoxetine, you'll start off your day the way you were meant to. Then in the commercial, the people who are down and depressed start smiling. The sun starts coming out. The clouds are beautiful. Some guy's showing graphs in like a boardroom meeting with a smile on his face. Life's good. Then it's like this happiness is happening in the visual of the commercial to try to distract you from the most ridiculous fucking side effects you'll ever hear in your life. It's like Fluoxetine, of course I had to make it up because I don't want to get sued. So Fluoxetine may cause diarrhea, upset stomach, thoughts of suicide, rectal inflammation, burning of the skin, etc., etc. It's like they keep going. Seriously? They'll go, especially like a late night TV program. I said program like I'm fucking 60 years old. Like a late night TV show or something like that. These commercials will go on for like a good 5 minutes. You know what I mean? And so it's rambling off all these goddamn side effects. And you cannot believe. I was like going through my phone. It's still rambling. All of a sudden I look up. I'm like, because I heard something else crazy. I'm like, what? I'm like, they're still going? And it always ends with, like, what's it called? And in rare cases, even death. It's like, what the fuck? Who's ever going to take this shit? Like, it sounds horrifying. No one's going to take this stuff. The only time you'll ever get a medication like that from a doctor is because your doctor prescribed it. But you wouldn't even know what the name is because the most likely the generic name is not the name from, what's it called? From the commercial. So it's a little crazy, all those things. Anyway, also I wanted to talk about music. And I just went, I don't know how I jumped from there to there, but I have like a little bullet points written down. Hold on, let me fix this mic. And the music thing, right, is what this is what gets me with music, is that like, everyone's like so jaded with music, right? Like, some people don't like rap, others don't like rock, others hate R&B. It's just like, no one can just listen to like a good song and enjoy it. I don't know. It's like they think every single person is out to judge them, and it's not like that. You know what I mean? Like, yo, no one's gonna give a shit if someone judges you. Like, God forbid someone judges you, right? I'll be blasting Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus in my car because I like that song. Like, I'm talking bumping that shit, you know, because I just don't care. I don't care if anybody's going to look at me. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't bother me. Everyone acts like they shouldn't like a song or anything different. That's what it is. Anything different, for that matter, because that's not, like, who they are. Like, don't let society mold you. Mold yourself. We all know that person who's not open-minded at all. Like, I don't want to use my brother as an example, but I'm just any one of your friends, like, you know, like that one person who will never listen to rock. Like, there's no goddamn way. He's hip hop through and through. It's like, all right, bro. Like, are you trying to prove that you're a gangster or something like that? You know what I mean? You can't put on like a Katy Perry song and fucking rock out. Like, dude, there's nothing wrong with Katy Perry, man. She's great. I don't know. Things like that really drive me crazy. So, especially, and on the other turn, rockers say the same thing. Oh, hip hop's not music. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like, some that grunge metal where you can't even understand what the guy's talking about. I'm sure he's saying some pretty cool lyrics. I physically can't hear what the fuck he's talking about, though, because he's screaming everything. You know what I mean? But I'll still listen to it because I'm not judging anybody. Yeah, you know, sometimes also the drums are awesome in it, or the guitar solos are great in it. So I'm going to listen to it because it's cool. So I have a very open mind when it comes to music. I like classical, everything. I like some Bach, all that shit. Especially late night, if I'm having a real hard time falling asleep, I'll throw on some classical, and I'll go right out to that. I'll pass right out for that. But it's we all know that person. Like, we all have someone like that in our circle. That, like, who, it's like just non open minded people. Like, I am to a certain extent, but I wouldn't be like who I am if I put up all these fake barriers that most people hide behind. Like, be who you are, whether you like the song or not. But, like, don't bullshit me, yo. Miley, like, for instance, Miley Cyrus, yo, that song Wrecking Ball, man, like, vocally, it's ridiculous. She's the chick is a ridiculous singer. She may be nuts and out of her goddamn mind, but she can sing, and that's the difference. You know what I mean? Who else is like that? There's so many people. I personally think, and it is, but it's only my hang on, because I don't want to say this wrong because I'll get like hate mail. No, you know what it is? I think Pink is one of the better singers I've ever heard, but that's also that it's just a personal opinion. I just really like how her voice is. She has like a little bit of a rasp in her voice, but it comes out beautifully. She's, to me, an incredible singer. She doesn't really put out music I personally love, but see right there. I'm talking about a song, I mean, a singer who I actually don't even like their music that much. But I'm still putting her at one of the toppest levels of singing. You know what I mean? Like, I love her music that much. I mean, I love her voice that much that I'll put past her songs because I don't care about the way the song sounds. It's because I like her voice. Her voice trumps the song, you know? Because it was my... All right, yeah, moving on from the music. That was all. There's so much more. Another quick little side note is that people are so jaded with new music, as in, like, well, if I'm going to use hip-hop as an analogy, like Lil Wayne and... I think J. Cole right now literally is the dopest rapper out there right now, or whatever you want to call him. But J. Cole is ridiculous. His whole album is probably, like, from front to back ridiculous. And that's been going on for years now, actually. I think J. Cole is the new Nas, as in storytelling-wise. If you don't think so, go fuck yourself. I don't know what to tell you. It's my personal opinion. I think J. Cole is nasty. That 03 Adolescent is ridiculous. I mean, I'm not really sure when that came out. That's a little older. There's a bunch of them out there. 03 Adolescent is ridiculous. Or Adolescence? I'm not really sure. Let me check. Well, hold on. You know what? Let me check real quick. Because I definitely have a couple of them. You know what's a really good song too? By G-Eazy. Some Kind of Drug. Featuring Mark E. Basie. Or Basie? Basie? I don't know. I think it's Basie. Mark E. Basie. Yo, this song is crazy. It's really, I think it's really good. It's very catchy. Where is it? You know what? Let me just go. I have it set to something. I have it set to songs instead of artists. Let me go to artists. All right, here we go. Here we go. Sorry. I didn't think I was going to even be talking about music this long to the point where I was actually going to have to pull this out. Okay, here's J. Cole. No Role Models is another great song. Lights Please is a badass song. O3 Adolescence. GOMD. That's Get Off My Dick. that's another good one. I'm telling you, that boy is nasty, though. He also has that that documentary. I think it's called Forest Hill Drive something, or something before that, Forest Hill Drives or Drive. I don't really care for the documentary. I more care less about the performances, which his setup on his the stage with like that house tipped to the side was awesome. That was pretty cool. I was digging that the way that stage was. All right. So, off the music topic for the moment, it was my birthday that just passed, and another quick little background about me. So y'all know that I dealt with the asthma bullshit. So I told you a little bit about that, but also I go by another little name. I don't know if anybody else has like little nicknames, but I never had a nickname as in with friends. I had a nickname with my family. So a lot of people probably have that, like where you have a nickname with your family, especially growing up. Because, for instance, like I call my friend Joey Boom, but like, I made that up. I'm just being silly. My friend Cliff, you know, he goes by Focus, but that's more like a self. That's his. He gave himself that name. Self-proclaimed. That's a self-proclaimed name because he's a hip-hop artist, so he's good. He's good. But in general, like I used to go by Concept when I was doing my hip-hop thing. I don't really do the music thing anymore, so I stepped back from it. Anyway, so when I was growing up, my nickname was Augie. Okay, Augie. I don't know how you spell it. O-G-G-Y or A-U-G-G-Y or A-U-G-G-I-E. It doesn't matter. All right. It's a quick, short little story. You know what? Because we are coming up on that time. We're almost at a half hour. Okay. So my little cousin Eddie, growing up, I used to stay at my aunt's house so often. Yet again, the main reason was because my school was directly across the street. So I don't know if you guys know, PS39 is on McFarland. So my grandmother lived on McFarland. I'm talking out her front door, directly across the street. Oh, there's my co-host. Oh, what's going on there, Samson? What are you doing? Sorry, I haven't seen my co-host all day, actually. I felt like shit. I was running out, running around, doing all that stuff. I didn't get a chance to see this boy all day today. I don't know what he's doing. Nah, you can't hear him. He's being quiet. He's been quiet the past since the first episode until now. He's been quiet the entire time. Okay. So yeah, my grandmother used to live directly across the street, so I used that as an escape goat constantly. And what's it called? Okay. So yeah, my little cousin. I pretty much raised my little cousin. He didn't have a big brother. He has two younger sisters, so I was like his big brother. My little cousin Eddie, he's such a good dude now. It's crazy. It's so weird. We're getting older because as you get older, obviously your family's getting older, so your kids are getting old. Like your nephew, I mean your cousins are getting older and stuff like that. You know, like, it's bizarre seeing my little cousin doing Snapchat in Atlantic City. With all of his boys and his chicks out in Atlantic City and stuff like that. It's funny to me. excuse me. So when he was a little baby, he could not say my name for the life of him. He could not say Eric. I don't know what it was. So, obviously, what came out was Augie. Augie came out. I don't know what it was. He couldn't say Eric. He just couldn't say it. So, that's what came out. Augie. So, it's funny, though, because Augie stuck with me for years. I like it. It's not a bad nickname. Could have worse, you know? So, for instance, my Aunt Samantha, like, people who, you know, my birthday, like I said, my birthday just passed, so obviously your wall lights up. I might actually take that down. No offense to anybody. It's just a lot. When there's like 70 to 80 something people saying happy birthday to you, it's a lot to respond to a lot of people. I might take away the birthday, to be honest with you, on Facebook, because it's a little much. I felt the love, though. I want to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes. I do appreciate it, though, as much as I'm kind of shitting on it right now. I don't mean that at all. I don't mean it as in to you guys. I just mean, in general, having to deal with having to say thank you and stuff like that. It's a lot, you know, especially 80-something people. It was like 82, 83 people. It was a lot of people. That's a lot of typing. My fingers are starting to get numb. And I always feel bad when someone doesn't like kind of like write back ish to me, or at least later on throughout the day. So I write back. I try to write back immediately. All right. Anyway, I got OCD anyway. So yeah, Augie and my aunt Samantha, she'll write like happy birthday, Augie. My friend Gavin. Now Gavin is my brother's friend. My brother's friend. He'll still call me every. I see him. I don't see him that often. He's a New York fireman. I don't see him often, but when I do see him, and it's probably because I don't see him that often, that he's always saying, hey, what's going on, Augie? Every time I see him, Augie. I just thought it was funny. So that was the shortest story. Well, I was also trying to keep it really short, of my Augie story. That was my little nickname as I grew up. And it's funny, though, because I'm 31 years old now, and with some people, it's still stayed. And I like same thing. My uncle Sammy, my aunt Samantha, a few of my brother's older friends, and that's pretty much it. And it didn't expand either. You know, most of the time, you catch even the slightest whiff of a nickname. Oh my god, I can't even talk. A nickname, and all of a sudden, it's you know, you're. It's every your friends are calling you this, and it's not, you know, I actually like the fact that it's stuck with like 10 people, and like the only 10 people that has ever called me Augie will still to this day call me Augie. It's just one of those things that are pretty funny to me. Okay, anyways, it's about that time now. Now it's like almost 34 minutes in. I feel like I had so much more of a show to do. See? This is why I gotta start jotting some more shit down, because dragging out something small isn't good. And I really might start doing these Thursday shows. I'm debating it. I don't know. It still may take maybe like a month to figure it completely out. Because I might want to upgrade these episodes for an hour. But you know what, though? Soon enough, I got to start. I mean, this is only episode 5. Let's be realistic. But I do want to start getting guests in here soon. Because the conversation will never get stale. Not that I get stale. If you're looking at me like that. All right? You could tune the fuck out if you think it's getting stale. Shit. I don't know why I'm yelling at you. That's just me. That's just me being crazy. There's no reason for me to yell at you. Okay, all right. Anyway. Let's cut this one short. I'm not cutting short. It's actually over. Oh my god, I'm rambling. I am rambling. All right, listen. If you want to email in, email address hasn't changed. I almost had different. I almost said my regular email. It's justbeinghonestpodcast.com. Nope. I don't know why I don't have it written in front of me. Just being honest, now I'm laughing over here. Just being honest podcast at gmail.com. Just being honest podcast at gmail.com. I almost said my regular email yet again. One more time, justtobeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Okay? If you need any advice, write in. If you're going on vacation and no, I can't help you with that. No, I'm kidding. I can help you with anything. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're going to go on vacation and you're going to be sharing a room with a girl you like and you have no idea how to go about it, give me some details. I'll let you know what to do about it, or at least my opinion about it. If you have anything sports-wise, because these Knicks probably aren't going to make the playoffs. Jesus Christ, how terrible they're playing, huh? Just if you have, if you need any type of advice, work related, doesn't matter. Write in, I'll get back to you. So I'll read it on the show. It'll be funny. I'll leave out your name. Don't worry about it. Or if you want, put in the parentheses at the bottom. You know, use first name. So if that's okay, I'll use your first name. No big deal. But anybody else, I'll just use their first name, and or I'll change it depending on what it is. Okay. Have a good week. And I will see you guys on Monday.